Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is that time of the week. Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of CityView, sits with us. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Jeffrey, welcome back, my friend. You have been such a loyal contributor.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Loyal.
Yeah, we like it. But you've got the inside track.
Inside track.
Yeah. Well, you know all this stuff.
You name it.
Because,
you got a list.
I mean, CityView really is like the
Mecca.
Yeah, it's the Bible of what to do.
Yeah. It really is.
I know. And what's been going on?
Even the ads.
Even the
like
ads.
Not just the, someone was telling me the other day, it's not just the content about what to do.
It's
just
the
look
ads.
Through for the ads.
Oh, yeah.
People place ads.
And very interesting ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we enjoy it. And we enjoy Political Mercury. We enjoy Michael Gartner's piece,
Civic Skinny.
Yep. Civic Skinny. Mm-hmm. We enjoy your work,
yeah.
Of course.
I enjoy your work.
Thank you.
All right, you ready?
I am.
Okay, let's see. Tonight, lots of holiday stuff again. It's the season.
It's a holiday season.
Do, do, do.
Hey, what is this flap over the Dean Martin song? Baby, it's cold outside. I'm not
understanding. I haven't been following it. You're like the third person that's asked me that.
Really?
Have you listened to the lyrics?
Yeah. I've known this song for like 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of.
It's cold outside.
It's not 21st century.
Okay. Leave it there. I don't know. I'm sure I've listened to the lyrics.
Yeah.
You know?
See. It's best, as a general rule, not to listen to lyrics of music, I've found.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you find out what they are, you're like, wait, what?
Like, who is
my
that?
My six-year-old singing what?
Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell LP. Yeah, I mean, don't listen to any of those lyrics, by God. And don't ever play those on the radio. Lord. All right, I'm sorry, we took a wrong turn. Holiday stuff. It's the holiday season.
Bring on the holiday cheer, because tonight it's Waukee's free annual Winterfest.
Winterfest in Waukee.
That's right.
That's why Melinda Bain has not answered my phone calls.
That's fine.
She's busy over there with the chamber in the Waukee Winterfest.
I'm sure they are busy. Yeah. Celebration in the downtown Triangle area. Festivities kick off at 6 as Santa Claus and Mayor Bill Pird light the Winterfest tree.
Bill's just such a cool guy.
Yeah, you've never met him.
Yeah, he is really a cool guy.
Yeah.
He works with Mediacom. That's his day job, but he's also the mayor over there. And I see him lots of events. And, you know, it's one of those guys I need to get on the Business News Hour to talk to him about stuff going on in Waukee. And we just kind of miss each other. But, yeah, Bill Barr, just good guy.
Yeah. You know, speaking of mayors, and this issue of CityView on the racks today.
Yeah.
Yesterday. We took a look at the salaries of mayors, just in the opening graphic.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of shocked how little they get paid.
Yeah, it's this.
Some
is
of them, it's like $3,000 a year, $9,000 a year.
I think in Windsor Heights, where I live, I think it's like $7,000 a year or something like that.
Not a lot of cash.
And the former mayor, her name was Willits, Diane Willits.
Yep.
She donated it all back to the city.
Oh, so zero.
Yeah. But I remember I was knocking doors one time on an election, and I was told by a resident in Windsor Heights that the reason the Windsor Heights taxes are so high is because we pay the mayor over $200,000 a year.
Oh.
Yeah. Obviously wrong, but, hey, you know, don't believe the facts. The other stuff is far more interesting.
Why are the taxes so high in Windsor Heights? Are they high?
Oh, yeah. Second highest property tax community in the metro. And the reason is
but they have all that
well, they've got traffic
money.
Yeah, right. Exactly, which is it's a sore subject for many of us. But because there's no economic, there's no commercial property. There's no, So, you know, I mean, there is, but it's really lacking.
Right.
You know, for example, the chamber has about 45 members. That's about, you know, anyway. Hmm. So, glad you asked.
Yeah.
The Heights.
Let's see, where are we? So there's Winterfest in Waukee. There's going to be Santa, ice sculptures, da-da-da. You know the drill.
Yeah, I got it.
Also tonight, you are a good man, Charlie Brown.
Really?
Ankeny Community Theater. I think it opens tonight and runs through the 16th. Hopelessly in love, the ever-bossy Lucy adores the piano-playing Schroeder, but he won't give her the time of day. The perfectionist Sally is still mocking the blanket-toting Linus. Sinus is in... Snoopy is in the doghouse, and Charlie Brown is the same old blockhead.
There it is.
Charles Schulz's imagination Ankeny. Comes to life in Ankeny.
All right. Nice.
Should be neat. Ankeny Theater. Also tonight, ballet. Oh, we got a pair of these. So tonight, through the weekend, Ballet Des Moines puts on the Nutcracker, performed at Hoyt Sherman. And then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, the Nutcracker's at Stevens Auditorium. Your choice of Nutcrackers.
Right, we're just cracking nuts all over the place.
That's right.
This is very cool.
You ever seen the Nutcracker?
I know.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought for sure.
Why would I see the Nutcracker?
It's ballet. It's right up your alley.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. That and Meatloaf and Bat Out of Hell.
I know. I've seen it twice.
Yeah?
They make you go in grade school.
I see.
I actually liked it. All my friends all sleep.
I had a friend who was in that play for a number of years.
Yeah?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever try ballet?
No. No.
Looks hard.
Yeah, it does look hard.
Looks out of my pay grade. Okay, so... Speaking of ballet, Iowa State men's basketball.
All right. Now we're talking round ball.
Sunday versus Southern U.
Southern Illinois University?
No, Southern U.
Huh?
Southern University.
Where's that at?
South.
I guess, yeah. All right.
The Jaguars coming in.
Well, the Jaguars.
5 p.m. Sunday. Should be.
I thought it might have been the Salukis.
Should be an easy victory. Maybe.
SIU, you know, Salukis.
Salukis. What is a Saluki?
Carbondale. It's some kind of cat, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Or dog.
Like big cat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Also Sunday. Now, you asked about this the other day, so I've been looking for it.
Yeah?
At the Wilmore Gwai.
Okay.
Sunday. The Iowa Barnstormers host their annual dance team tryout.
Ah. I'm going. Dance team tryout.
Get those ballet shoes out.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll be dancing to Baby It's Cold Outside. No.
Probably not. That is Michael Levy, not Jeff Pitts.
I'm still trying to figure it out, man, but okay. All right, the ballet. I mean, not the ballet, the cheerleader tryout.
Barnstormers tryouts. Yep, the... So it's the dance team and the Storm Chaser. They're called the Storm Chasers dance team, and then also the Flightline promo team. There's two squads.
Ooh, there's two squads.
It's open to any female. Sorry, Michael.
Oh.
18 years of age.
Can we go watch?
Older. I don't. That might be kind of. Yeah.
Why not? What? Sounds cool. It's Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Meet me down there. Take your camera.
Beginning at 11 o'clock. Go to the website for pre-registration and all that. Let's see here. Oh, also starting tonight, going through Saturday, Pigeons on the Prairie is hosted at the Iowa State Pigeon Association at the fairgrounds.
Pigeons on the Prairie. It's pretty cold for pigeons.
This is the 92nd year for the event put on by the Iowa Pigeon Association. It's one of the largest pigeon shows in the nation.
And it's here?
Yes.
You know, there are so many things that Des Moines is well known for. I mean, you know, best place to come and start a business, best place for young families, best place for millennials, and best place...
One of the best pigeon shows in the country.
Exactly. And perhaps one of the longest running. 92
years. 92 years. That's nothing to sneeze at.
An old pigeon.
You do anything for 92 years.
You got skin something. In the game.
That's right. It's kind of neat. Pigeons. You have any experience with pigeons?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Homing pigeons? No. Is it homing?
They are homing pigeons, yes. They were used, you know, during the wars to carry messages.
They still do that?
I don't know.
Should.
Yeah. It's
Mike
cheaper.
Tyson got into the homing pigeons at
he
some
did.
Point. Big, yeah.
See the things you learn here, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah. Okay. These are all out of order, apparently. Bucks play tonight.
What?
Bucks play tonight.
Tonight. Like
tonight.
Friday
night. Success follows new head coach Gene Riley wherever he goes. Overall, he boasts 3 decades of coaching and at nearly every level. The team is currently 3rd place in their division on the rise. Puck drops 7:05 p.m. at the Madhouse on Hickman.
I was at Bucks Arena last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No game, though.
No, it was like a men's league.
Just kicking it. Huff and Puff? You playing Huff and Puff?
No, I'm not playing. I'm watching people play. We showed up for a goalie.
Yeah.
You know, the works with my bride. So we showed up. There was like, I don't know, 25 of us. We were the only ones there rooting for a team. We brought cowbells, you know, and horns. And it was a total embarrassment for the gentleman that was playing goalie.
I bet.
Way to go, Scott.
Wasn't Scott Clemenson, was it?
No.
Best hockey player.
But I did see Frankie Mank there.
Yeah?
Do you know Frankie?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, Frankie's a legend.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In what?
A great book. He's got a great book from Hatred to... anyway, it's he's a guy that... You know, Frankie Mank's just a fascinating character. Hmm. He was the guy that was kicked out of the KKK for being too violent.
Hmm.
Went to prison. Now speaks about anti-hate messages and all over the country. Fascinating guy. Lives here in town.
Cool.
So he's a hockey player. Did well last night, too.
Yeah, hat trick?
Yeah. I don't think so.
All right.
What else is going on tonight that we have all jacked around the schedule with?
Yes, next week and tonight.
Of course.
The Little Mermaid. I can't remember if we talked about this already. Pella Community Center. Based on the Hans Christian Andersen story, this play closely resembles the plot of the Disney film by the same name. As a young mermaid dreams of a better world, because the seaweed is always greener on the other side of the reef.
Of course.
She sets out to make her vision of becoming human a reality.
I don't know. This sounds kind of naughty.
It does?
Yeah. What do mermaids wear?
I don't know.
Yeah, see? Think about that.
Well.
Yeah.
It's a kid's movie, isn't it?
I've never seen it.
Well,
it's
right, we'll cross it off then. Also next week at the Pella Opera House, Jera Johnson plays her Christmas favorites.
Oh, Jera?
I don't know how you say it. Jara?
Jara? No, I don't know.
Yeah. J-A-R-A. How would
you ever
say
see the movie Jeremiah Johnson? No. Never mind.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, Robert Redford was in it. It's
The Natural.
No, Dances with Wolves? No. Anyway, never mind. I'm sorry. I just took us down a wrong path.
What would your name be if we named each other off of the essence of who we are? Like dances. He's dances.
So like an Indian right. name?
We're the only culture I know of in the history of the world where we just like, I like this set of syllables, so that's your name.
Right.
Yeah. Usually it's like who you are.
Yeah, and how it matches with whom you might be.
Yeah.
I don't know. He who writes.
He who writes.
He who speaks.
Golden
chords. Tone.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, should we sing in Christmas favorites to celebrate the season? Pre-show dinners are available. She describes her style as a cross between Alison Krauss meets Shania Twain.
Oh.
Didn't Shania sing a song about you once?
Huh?
You don't impress me much.
Oh, yeah, don't impress me. Yeah, right, exactly. I forgot about that. She did dedicate that to me.
Okay, and then the Wolves play Sunday and Thursday.
Sunday and Thursday, the Wolves.
The Wolves.
All right. That sounds like a wrap.
That's a wrap.
All right. This mishmash is all... So we started with Friday and ended with Friday, so to speak.
So we ended with next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Yeah. That's right, yeah. Wolves.
Wolves.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, man. I'm so ready for the weekend.
Oh.
It's still Hanukkah, you know.
How much longer?
Through Sunday.
Through Sunday.
8 days. Eight crazy days.
You like that song?
Oh, I do like that song. Yeah. That's One of my favorites. My favorite holiday song is that and The Grinch. And
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson.
Never mind.
And the other one is Dean Martin's song, Baby It's Cold Outside. I like that one. I don't like Dean Martin. I don't know. I just can't get into the idea of what's going on with that. I'll have to talk to somebody, or somebody I suspect will talk to me about this now. Mm-hmm. Watch out. All right, that wraps it up for another week. Thanks so very much for listening. For Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby, and for all the crew, by the way, that does this each and every week, our program director and, yeah, I know. We're looking at a dog right now, just sleeping on the table. It's what we do here, kids. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. The sales and marketing guru is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You want some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.